The son starts jerking off the father. The daughter is fish fucking the father in the ass. The son is licking the daughter's asshole out while the dog is pissing on the son's face. They all start jerking off the dog. The dog starts coming. The father catches the cum, rubs it all over his daughter's cum. He sticks his dick in the daughter's cunt, which is now lubricated with dog cum. As he's fucking the dog cum-laden daughter's cunt, his son is now fisting him in the ass as the mother is licking out his asshole. The mother starts going down on the daughter. The father is licking his son's balls. The son is fingering the dog's asshole. Now, the dog takes a gigantic shit on the floor, they start rubbing their genitalia with shit, and they all start fucking each other. The mother is eating out the dog's asshole, the dog is licking the father's balls, the son is biting on his father's, like, his foreskin while he's fisting his daughter in the cunt. The father and son...
Jesus Christ.
Figured that might be enough of that.
That's probably. It goes on for like another 9 minutes.
We're the aristocrats.
Yeah. The best part is he was the parrot in fucking Aladdin.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna get
any. How they chose fucking Gilbert Gottfried for that role? I don't know.
He probably told this joke. Producers are like, let's get this guy.
Sure, why not?
Sure.
It's funny how that's how he got his voice too for all his acts. Eh? He's the parrot.
The Aflac duck and all that shit.
Yeah. So we're gonna dive right in here. Found a nice up and coming mattress.
Yeah, we haven't done a mattress actress in a while. I think we're due.
Yeah, there's this new girl named Allie Ray. She has two scenes right now on Brazzers. One's upcoming. Her first scene she ever did is called The Slutty Babysitter Part 1. It's a lesbian scene. Her second scene is The Slutty Babysitter Part 2, which falls under the Teens Like It Big category. Now I know you are just waiting to hear her statistics.
Yes.
Hair color blonde, body type athletic, ass type. Small ass. Tits type, natural tits. Tits size, medium tits. And the moment we're all looking for, her pussy type.
She's 2 years younger than me. She's 19.
Yeah. Huh. Anyway, she's a bald, any type pussy. She's Caucasian with a medium skin complexion. She's 5'6", 123 pounds. And she is a 32D.
She'd make a good power forward, I'd say.
Oh yeah, she seems to me like a first liner. She's pretty damn good looking.
Oh yeah, she could be like an Evgeny Malkin, like big but really. Like, she's not that big. She's reasonably tall, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say she. Yeah, pretty skinny, but
she's no Martin St. Louis, but I'd call her like a Crosby.
She's a similar size to St. Louis. A pretty small guy.
Well, I know, but.
But I mean, who doesn't love a little tight-bodied teen? Whether you're in the mood to enjoy a hardcore boy-girl or to see a horny nympho taking part in hot lesbian sex, Allie has what you want to see. After getting her start in the adult industry in 2014 at a tender 19 years old, Allie's already carved out a place for herself in the hearts and palms of loyal fans worldwide. In her off time, Allie loves to work out, but she also loves to go out, party, and cut loose with her wild girlfriends.
Hey,
I wonder if Angel has gone wild type stuff.
You know how you know you're getting old? It's not by your age. It's when you see the girls that you're watching in your porn are younger than you. That's when you know you've reached old.
Perfectly rounding out her gorgeous good looks is her passion for nerdy interests, such as Star Wars comics and video games like Minecraft.
What are her tattoos?
She plays Minecraft Sugar Bill.
Well, we should start up a world.
I wonder if she'd be into that.
And then just fuck.
We could stream.
What is her, can you see what her tattoo says? She's got a tattoo on her right shoulder, or left, depending on where you're looking at it.
I can't.
God damn it.
It is en français, it looks like.
See.
It's hard to see what her tattoo says.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean,
we hear that one.
We got it as her in 69 position.
Cool. I can live with that. Why is it called I Hate My Stepbrother?
Oh, sure.
She hates her, so she hate fucks her. She hate fucks him. She's got some nice titties, too. Those are nice nails.
Yeah, for prank, they're supposedly natural. They do have a slight sag to us, I guess, yeah, that's right.
So this is funny. You can click any, and it'll filter out all the porn stars with any pussies.
Yeah.
Are you getting any? Oh, there we go.
There we go. I think Phoenix Mary is still my ultimate favorite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I said it once, and I'll say it again. I am a big fan of Sophie D.
Yeah, you've made that glaringly obvious.
Yeah.
You did a huge tribute to her that one day.
Oh, I know. I had to.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't say no. Cool trick for you guys if you want to come further. You stand up and you fuck your hand like you're having sex. But you don't.
Oh yeah, Pornhub comments on stock photos.
You fuck your hand like you're having sex, but you don't move your hand.
I rented this video and watched it with my girlfriend. We fucked hard that night. And then the reply to that. Ha 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 ha. You rent porn. Period. In 2011. Fuck, even 3 years ago. No, that's almost four. Fuck, it's four years ago. Jesus, Lord Tundra.
Came so hard, accidentally shot some in the mouth.
Been there, done that. I mean, what?
Pew, pew, pew.
Oops.
Pew, 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 pew.
I would do a murderer to put penis in her nice video. The grammar is so fucked, it makes it funnier.
I know, that's the best part about
this
all
dude looks like Encino Man and Abraham Lincoln's love child. Not in a good way.
He is licking that booty juice.
I purchased a fleshlight of her pussy and am impressed by both the aesthetics and the overall quality of the material. He puts a fucking product review on a Pornhub going. Jesus.
This satisfies me in grown-up, mature ways.
Notice how red and inflamed the dick and pussy is by the time they finish, question mark. I'm guessing the lube he put on that dick was baby/mineral oil-based, which is not good for lubricating sexual organs because it has actually quite abrasive. Very bad idea to use that kind of lube. It is not good for a whole host of reasons. For the dick and the pussy to get that red and inflamed during sex.
Now this is the Russia we know and love. Cease your criminal occupation of Ukraine and make more videos like these.
I wonder if they're talking about Maria Visconti.
Masturbated to a load of semen. That's a good one.
Oh boy. Lord Tundra.
Oh.
Okay, so what does this say?
QS man tries to sell 3 live iguanas. This guy duct tapes iguanas to his bicycle in, of course, Key West, Florida man.
Florida, of course.
Rides his bicycle around, dangling iguanas from the handlebars by their legs, duct taped, trying to sell them to tourists.
Huh. Aren't iguanas those cunts that change colors? Or no, those are
chameleons.
Yeah. The karma chameleons has changed to how you treat people. What's special about iguanas again? They kind of look like a fucking...
I don't know, they're big.
That looks like if you threw fucking an iguana into some nuclear waste, or just like the seas off Japan.
Man, those guys...
They would turn into fucking...
They swim.
Godzilla.
Those guys fucking swim.
I know, like that looks like Godzilla.
He's fucking terrifying.
He's gonna come out of the fucking Japan Ocean and fuck up Tokyo. Or Fukushima or whatever that place is called. Doesn't that look like a thing that would come out of the sea?
Yeah. Except they walk on 4 legs.
Oh, he's walking on 4 legs. He's like, he's gripping a fucking office building in this picture. He's eating a leaf, but he's totally like getting ready to grip an office building.
Oh, well, yeah. They walk on 4 legs, not saying they do all the time.
He's training.
Yeah, he's in training.
He's waiting for the radiation to kick in.
Just biding his sweet, sweet time.
Wait till they get hooked on baseball. Oh, wait. Shit.
Master Splinter.
What is this? Man dressed as Darth Vader robs North Carolina bank at gunpoint. I think it'd be like so shitty, be like, give me all of that there money in the thing.
Oh yeah, I have asthma.
But he'd be like fucking, because it's North Carolina, he'd be like 400 pounds, so he'd be like, I don't know. It wouldn't be the fucking like effect. That'd be like him breathing through a mask.
Yeah, no, it's just he's
in like
top
Walmart.
He's like, ugh.
He's just very out of breath.
Yeah. Give me all your money. Or I'll
trying to be
tame. Here's another gun too.
We just read that one.
What's that?
We read that one last episode.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
Damn it.
That's quite the name, eh? Myron Lee Kip.
That sounds like
77-year-old Utah man charged with lewdness after sunbathing nude. Promises to wear trunks next time.
He looks like a guy that fucking chops up hookers.
He's
like, he heats his home with hookers' motel robes.
He will still sunbathe, but he will wear his one-piece swimsuit.
One-piece. It probably includes like four strands.
It's probably
of
one of them C strings.
No, I bet you it's like four paper towels put together. Then he gets to lay there like.
Police say children could see the nude man from a church parking lot behind his house.
Surprise, surprise. He's probably the pastor.
Which is a chain link fence without privacy slots.
So this wasn't an accident.
I feel like
obviously,
he's doing this on purpose.
I feel like this was planned. He buys a house by a church with chain link fence without privacy slots. All right, by Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
so it's Mormon church.
Yeah, you lay nude in the fucking chain link fence. Like, what do you expect? He's done this for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's an accident. He's like, oh, these kids. They didn't mention how he has an erection the whole time, which is probably like
at least a half chunk.
At least.
Oh, did you get anything good for us here?
Uh huh. I got a couple good ones.
Couple of goodness.
Okay. So there's a drone. Captures jaw-dropping footage inside of the Hang Sun Dune. The world's largest cave. It's in Vietnam. It's more than 5.5 miles long, which is like, I don't know, fucking 500 kilometers or so. It comes
that's
complete
like, what,
with 13 its own
clicks?
I know. I
yeah, I know. No, it's more
I
like,
think it's, yeah,
it's more like 11, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
10 or 11, yeah.
It comes complete with its own jungle and river. It's so gargantuan that it can apparently hold an entire block of 40-story skyscrapers. But it's, well, somebody wants to make a vagina joke about their ex.
Be careful, baby. It's my first time.
As
you
enter,
walk into this cave.
Could you imagine, you like, you take some girl that you took the virginity of, you take her into this cave and be like, oh, wow, it's like your first time. And then you break up and you leave her in Vietnam. What's that? What else is noteworthy? Well, that's literally all they say. It's just a video of a drone flying around. I mean, I think I mentioned my liking of drones before. How it's like, drones are so useful. It's like, it's hard to hold a pair. You probably heard this one, Sugarbill, where it's, I'm fond of drones because it's hard to hold a pair of binoculars straight while you're masturbating. So, like, for stalking purposes, and drones are excellent. You should mention that one's live.
What's that?
You should mention that picture is live.
What picture?
Your Snapchat.
Oh.
For extra swipe. Okay, I got a good one here. New study just dropped some truth bombs about the risks of watching porn, and men are going to be excited. So apparently, dudes who watch porn have better sex lives. All these years of hard jerks have been for not friends. Yeah, supposedly dudes who watch a lot of porn are a little bit more open on their sexual activity. So they have better sex lives, supposedly.
Man,
that's really all. It just like encourages porn use, really. I'm
probably a professional.
I know.
At this rate, I should be, but I'm not.
It's almost like I could get paid to wank it, you know?
I know. Could you imagine?
It would be nice.
I'd have more than a couple of dimes if I was getting paid nickel by the hour. Let's see.
Better head down to the sperm donation clinic.
But then you have to know that, like, some random woman's having your kid. What if she's just, like, a fucking hose beast that like, nobody fucked her? And she just went there with a turkey baster and robbed the place and shoved this turkey baster inside of yourself, and now you have a kid growing that, well, I mean, you come back and the kid kind of looks like you and it's smarter than the rest of the family or something. And you're like, what's going on here? Okay, anyway, I got another one. So a dude was accidentally invited to a bachelor party and apparently he's going anyway. Suburban Seattle man found himself getting emails from people he didn't know about a bachelor party and the groom he's never met. He saw names of Philadelphia landmarks like Reading Terminal Market thrown on the email, but couldn't put his finger on where they were located until he switched names online. So yeah, he's planning on showing up with this thing. He sat as a fly on the wall for much of the email chain when he broke the news. Yeah, apparently they decided to just invite him because, quote, this is a city of brotherly love and any and all are welcome. So if he murders them all, he's kind of fucking creepy looking.
Well, he did sit in and listen to the email chain.
Yeah, he sat in on them. He didn't say like, hey guys, I don't know any of you. He sat in on the fucking emails and then interjected it last minute.
So, I think we're pretty much dialed in for this one, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of a joke here before we sign off for the evening. So a man walks into a whorehouse and tells the madam he only wants to spend $5. The madam thinks for a bit and says, Betsy, she's down the hall. Last door on the left. He walks down and sees Betsy. She's not the best looking, but she would do. He puts it in and it's the worst feeling he's ever had on his dick. Like sandpaper and teeth.
Oh yeah.
He pulls out and he says, something's wrong. Can you do something about that? The lady crinkles her face and says, I could, but it'll run you another $5. Of course, he gives up the $5, she pockets it, and goes to the bathroom and is back. The guy puts it back in, and now it's the complete opposite. The best feeling he's ever had. Finishes in just a flash. Out of breath and tired, he asks her, oh my god, that felt amazing. What did you change? She just smiled and looks at him and says, for another $5, I'd pick the scabs.
Hey, Brian. I got one concerning prostitution.
Okay.
If we can go a little unorthodox with this one. It's good. It's really good. Okay, so how it goes. So an old man shows up at a whorehouse. And he goes, I want to see Natalie. And the madam looks at him and goes, sir, Natalie's our most expensive girl. Are you sure? He goes, yes, I want to see Natalie. She's like, well, all right, that will be $1,000. So he goes and see Natalie for a couple hours. He leaves. He comes back the next day and goes, hello, madam, I'd like to see Natalie again. He's like, sir, you can't be serious. It's going to be another $1,000, I hope you know. He's like, oh, yes, that's quite fine. So he's like, all right. She says, all right. So he goes and sees Natalie, leaves. Finally, the third day, he shows up again and says, Adam, you know what I'm here for. I'd like to see Natalie. So she brings him up to see Natalie. And Natalie finally asks, so why have you spent $3,000 to come see me the last 3 days? And the old man goes, well, I'm your grandfather's lawyer, and he left you $3,000. You're welcome.